Dearly beloved in Christ, today is commemorated the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. This is indeed a great feast day for the Universal Church. And I say a great feast day because it was from the order of Carmelites that we obtained the wonderful brown scapular of Our Lady with all its promises and graces. Yes, that little brown piece of cloth that we wear beneath our clothes with the image of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, handing the scapular of the order of the Carmelites to St. Simon Stock, who was the superior of the Carmelite order. There is a lot to say on this topic, and so much that I struggled to compile it in the most organized manner that I could, but hopefully after this sermon you will have a better understanding of the scapular, its origin, promises attached to it, and the origin of the order of the Carmelites. But to have a better grasp of the origin of the order of the Carmelites, we have to go all the way back to the Old Testament. The very first order of religious that the world ever knew was born into existence on a mountain, the Mount Carmel, as it was called. The founder was none other than the great prophet Elias, who lived on this holy mountain. From here, I will reference a meditation book by Vera Cruz. It gives us a short history of the order of the Carmelites, and also an introduction to St. Simon Stock. Mount Carmel is celebrated as the dwelling place of the prophet Elias and of the sons of the prophets, who were his disciples. Tradition relates that their race was perpetuated there, and that those of them who lived at the time of the promulgation of the gospel submitted without delay to his law. The Roman breviary in the office of this day says that they were the first who carried veneration for the Blessed Virgin to the extent of erecting a chapel in her honor, where they joined in singing her praises. We may therefore trace the origin of the title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, as well as that of the celebrated order of Carmelites, to this remote period of antiquity. Many of these holy religious settled in England about the middle of the 13th century, and in that country, at the convent of Cambridge, the memorable event took place which gave rise to the devotion of the Holy Scapular. On the 16th of July, 1251, while the Blessed Simon Stock, general of the Order of Carmelites, which at that time was subject to violent persecution, implored with extraordinary fervor the protection of the Most Holy Virgin. That Blessed Mother appeared to him, holding in her hand the scapular, and addressed to him these gracious words: "Receive, my dear son, the scapular of your order, in token of the privilege which I have obtained for you and for the children of Carmel. He who at his death shall be found clothed in this habit shall be preserved from eternal flames. It is a sign of salvation, a safeguard in time of danger, and a pledge of special protection." So, thus far, the origin of the Carmelites, we have seen that Our Lady gave the promises and a scapular to St. Simon Stock. But before we get into the promises of Our Lady, I would like to give a brief explanation on scapulars in general. As I'm sure we are all aware, the little scapulars that we wear around our necks are not like the large scapulars that religious wear. Again, the origin of the scapular probably came to us from the Carmelites. In any case, we know that the earliest hermits and monks wore the scapular as a kind of work apron to keep their garments from becoming soiled. Years later, in the 11th century, it became recognized as the official garment of religious of congregations and orders. The word scapular comes from the Latin word scapula, which literally means shoulder blade. It came about from a practical need to keep their garments clean, and has come to symbolize the burden of the religious life, the yoke of our Savior, the cross of the religious, the shield of the religious. But since the promises of the scapular of Mount Carmel were able to be partaken of by the laity as well, it was found to be more convenient to reduce the size of the scapular and to wear it beneath the clothes. Those who are what we call third order members get to wear the special large-sized scapular, which is about 5 or so inches, and they wear it outside the clothes. These third-order members are able to partake of the many graces of the religious order to which they attach themselves. So, what exactly are the promises, and what are the requirements for obtaining these magnanimous promises? I have a small paper here that is very succinct and outlines the scapula promises, and what exactly is to be observed. It says, in the year 1251, in England, there occurred the now famous apparition of Our Lady of Simon Stock, to St. Simon Stock. As he was praying to her, suddenly his cell was flooded with a great light, and surrounded by a concourse of angels, the Queen of Heaven descended around him, toward him, and holding a brown scapular of the friars, said, "Whoever dies piously wearing this scapular shall not suffer eternal flames." Now, to share the first scapular promise, it is necessary, one, that the scapular be made exactly as prescribed by the Church, two, that the faithful be properly invested, and three, that they wear the scapular continually. The Blessed Virgin appeared to Pope John XXII in 1322 and gave to him what is known as the Great Sabbatine Privilege. As a tender mother, I will descend into purgatory on the Saturday after their death, and will deliver them and bring them to the holy mountain, into the sojourn of life everlasting. So this is the second promise that Our Lady makes. Now, what do we have to do to partake of this second promise? Number one, you need enrollment into the scapular by a duly authorized priest, nowadays by a priest, any priest. That the faithful wear the scapular continually. Three, that they observe the chastity according to their state in life. And four, the daily recitation of the rosary. So we see that we must be enrolled or properly invested in the brown scapular to partake of either of these promises. Presumably, we have all been enrolled in the brown scapular when we were young. At least, that's typically when it's done, around the time of First Communion or Confirmation. It used to be that you could only be accepted by a priest of the Carmelite order, but soon the bishops obtained permission to grant priests under their charge to enroll members in the brown scapular, and afterward it became recognized as being part of the priest's ordinary faculties to be able to enroll members into the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. After a few prayers, the priest places the scapular around the neck of the person he is enrolling, and after that, they only need to obtain a new scapular when the old one wears out. You don't even need to get it blessed again, as the requirement is just to wear the scapular, but it is a pious practice to get the new scapular blessed. Let us give thanks to God that we are able to partake of these great graces attached to religious orders by simply wearing a small scapular and being faithful to our duties in life. In the end, the purpose is to get to heaven. But in the meantime, we are also able to unite ourselves to these great orders and congregations who have given us so many outstanding saints. So, is it worth it to wear your little brown scapular every day? I think so. And I hope that we do too. From the name of our Lord, we pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.